either Q3 or Q5, but I don't remember the exact number of the item. He said it's at the very end of the agenda. Does that mean I have to stay until midnight or the wee hours of the morning in order to hear the discussion? And I said, no. I said, this is something that is important. Don't want to have it at the end of the meeting because that's the way past boards did it. They hid things at the end of the meeting where everyone would get tired and they'd leave. And I said, no, we're doing it after public comment. And so it will be right up there. I said, I can't guarantee you what time it's going to be on the agenda. I can tell you that we have a lot of public comment. And sometimes the public comment goes on for 40 minutes or so because we get everybody 3 minutes. Everybody gets their 3 minutes. And I said, so I'm assuming if we start at 6, we have presentations, we have acknowledgments of outstanding student behavior and awards and things like that. I said, maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock. And we usually take a break at 8 o'clock. So I'm telling you that it's not going to be at 2 o'clock in the morning. Those are the three times, the only three times that I spoke to Mr. Leonard. Only three times. And for him to say to you and to the public you as a group. For him to characterize that I met with him at the district office on a number of occasions is an outright lie. And like I said, had I been at that meeting, I would have stood up and I would have said, that is an outright lie. Because it is an outright lie. And I don't know why he portrayed it that way. I haven't had any contact with him since, so I don't know why he made those statements, but they were totally false. In terms of feeling threatened, I'd be dead by now if I felt threatened by all the comments that were directed towards me or my colleagues. We welcome public comment. And we welcome different points of view. If you haven't got that by now, I don't know when you're going to get it. I really don't. And I'm sure that my comments are going to light up social media because I have a tendency that everything that I say, you know, is on social media. Luckily, I don't do social media, so I don't know how they're saying about me. But I get reports that, you know, whatever I say is on social media. And I take responsibility. I take responsibility for what I'm saying. I'm taking responsibility for the actions that I make. And if that means that I get a vote of no confidence from your board, so be it. That's, like you said, that's what I signed up for. That's part of the process. That's politics. And I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that. So I don't feel threatened, and I wish Ms. Gloria was here to hear that, because she seemed to be under the impression that not only myself, but as a board, we feel threatened when we get opposing points of view. No. We don't feel, I'll speak for myself, I don't feel threatened. I need to hear those points of view. Because, I've said this many times before, I do not want to be the emperor with no clothes. Absolutely do not. And I need to hear what people are saying in order to make a good decision. So, I don't feel threatened. In terms of the basis for my decision, like Mr. Carriego said, I did research. I looked at all kinds of PLAs. And for every argument for a PLA, there's an argument against the PLA. For every argument against the PLA, there's an argument for a PLA. So for me, it came down to, I'm a union guy. I support unions. I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't a union guy. I belong to the California Teachers Association. I'm an executive officer of California Teachers Retired. So for me to say that I don't support unions and I'm not a union guy would be lying to, not only to myself, but to all of you, the public, and you, the board members of the CBOC. So I tried to get an honest point of view, and like I said, whatever I found, there was an opposite point of view. So it came down to, do I believe in unions? Do I support unions? Absolutely. So that was the basis of my decision. As I said the night of the board meeting, this is only a resolution, and like has been said here, the devil is going to be in the negotiation process. And I think the board has made it very clear from that night that we want an inclusive process. We want your input, we want the community input, we want the unions, we want the contractors, we want as much input as possible into the negotiation process. And there's a rumor out there that we've hired a high-priced lawyer in order to facilitate this. And Ms. Carbuccia, I don't think you're a high-priced lawer, but I don't know who is going to be. I don't know. We have not been told. I'll speak for myself. I don't know who's going to be involved in the negotiation process from our point of view. But I can tell you that the only high-priced lawyer that we have is Brad Waterman, and he is working with the L Street project in the IRS. Did I say something that was wrong or not? Because it was one of the things that was on our list of approved lawyers. He's the only high-priced lawyer that we have on retainer, and he is not going to be working with the PLA. That is not his specialty. So the rumor that we've already hired a high-priced lawyer to work on the PLA is completely false. Let's see. What else? So you have my reason for the decision, the negotiation process. That night I said, I believe in the negotiation process. That is where the rubber is going to hit the road. And it's going to be a PLA. It's going to be a Sweetwater PLA. It's not going to be a San Diego Unified PLA. It's not going to be a Southwestern College PLA. It's going to be a Sweetwater PLA. And we have the final say in terms of what is negotiated. And like Mr. Pike and Mr. Solis and Ms. Hall have said, if they don't like the points that we want, then that's it. It doesn't go. It absolutely doesn't go. And some of the things that I'm really conscious of in talking to other members of school boards that negotiated the PLA is that we protect the rights of our employees that are